September 23. One of the greatest things about living a long time is that fools become obvious. Solomon is giving us what I believe is one of the marks of a fool in Proverbs 24:7. Wisdom is too high for fools. In the assembly at the gate, they must not open their mouths. Certainly Solomon's son was going to be too busy to tolerate fools. Life is short, and very few of us have or should have time for those who mock at the true wisdom of God. The fool is not able to attain to wisdom. He doesn't study. He doesn't listen. He doesn't practice wisdom. What does he have to contribute to public discussion? Nothing. The moment the fool opens his mouth, every wise person asks this question: who let this fool in here? The words of a fool should not sway public debate. They should be discounted when considering testimony in the courts, in the boardrooms, and in the halls of government. The only remedy for a fool is to keep quiet and to learn what the wise think. Let's pray. Lord, you are preparing us to rule in your kingdom. It is a place where wisdom prevails and righteousness is the standard. As Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Make us aware of the ranting of fools and keep us from opening our mouths in folly. Amen.